God's been really ministering to Ghislaine and I about the work of God, the call of God, and how it isn't dependent upon numbers, how many people, or dependent upon personal skill. Although many people make work light and skill is very helpful, it's not dependent upon that. Tim made an announcement about the ministries of the church, like Connect and Youth, Sunday School, and Daycare, Music Ministry. It's not about that either. You know, those are components of the ministry God has called us to do, but it's not about that. God's really been laying it on our heart that it is about people. You can, like we unpacked a 40-foot sea can full of equipment for the daycare and the children's ministry. And it's awesome. There's tons of stuff, but it's not about that stuff. That stuff is dead. It doesn't do any good. It is people. So when we were asked, would you lead the children's ministries, would you initiate a program called 180 for the Sunday school, it was exciting. We took a road trip. We went down to a church on the island that does this program, and it was exciting and robust and great, and the kids loved it, and that was all good. But what occurred to us after that, what happened to us after that, was that it's only good if the people of God are free, and if the people of God are able to operate in the gift and call God put on their life. That's what we recognized. So you can have a great structured program, you can have great vision, you can even have great equipment, and you can do no work for God. So instead of looking at this as Sunday school or looking at this as children's ministry, God's been showing us that it is his kingdom, and children are just people in his kingdom, just like us. The children get saved just like adults get saved. The children have the Holy Spirit in them just like adults have the Holy Spirit in them. Children have gifts and call. I have been prophesied to by a little child. I've been instructed by a little child. I have heard testimony from little children in Sunday school of how they led somebody to Jesus. I have seen children have the burden of intercession on them and pray. Children are just people in the kingdom of God like us. And that's what God's been pouring into Ghislaine and I, that each one of us might have a mindset like we had, that you need to be called to children's ministry to bless children. But that's not true. You need to have God's Holy Spirit in you to bless children. You need to allow God in you to give to a child something that Jesus put in you. And that could be a song. That could be a story. That could be an activity. That could be a prayer. That could be a teaching. That could just simply be supervision. It doesn't matter. Each one of us have gifts that God has put in us. And we can make those gifts available to the body of Christ, which doesn't exclude children. Children are not an island. They are a part of our church. And so the temptation or the old paradigm would say, let's pass a clipboard and everybody sign up who wants to be a part of this. But God's been changing our heart on that. There is good things that God has put in all of us that we could benefit a child's life, so that when they grow, they become powerful, productive people of God in the kingdom of God. And I'm not talking when they're old. I'm talking today and next week. They become powerful and productive today and next week. They become a part of what God's doing now. They are exciting. They have faith like you wouldn't believe. If they say, God can do it, they really mean it. I mean, they mean it more than adults sometimes. And so the children's ministry of the church is really people ministry. And what we want to do with the 180 program is include everyone that would have a heart and a call and a gift and even a desire to bless a young life. Sometimes God puts desires in you, but you've never done it. So you might have a desire to do a puppet show, but you've never done that. You might have a desire to tell a story, but you've never done that. You might have a desire to minister to children and never done that, or pray for children and never done that. It starts with desire. And what we're feeling is that instead of having deadline and mandate, and that's how we used to operate, we're going to start this September, and we're going to do this program, and here's the awesome program, you know, and lay it out for everybody. But that instead of doing that, it is what's God laying on your heart? What's God laying on your heart to take care of his people in this local church, in this community? What's God saying to you? Come forward. Come forward and share. Get a hold of Jocelyn or myself or somebody else that is involved in the leadership of the church and share. What's God putting on your heart to do? It is much more powerful when we allow God to minister to us and through us than for somebody to stand up and say, we need 5 spots to fill. Who's going to do it? It is much more powerful for God to minister through you because you have heard and are willing, even if you've never done it before, it is powerful than for us to appoint or to say, this is a need, fill the hole. That's not a normal announcement for Sunday school, but I believe that's what God's been laying on our heart. That the people of God are full of God. It's not a spectator sport. We all have the Holy Spirit. I don't have 78% of the Holy Spirit, and Tim has 99% of the Holy Spirit, and so we lean on Tim a lot. No, we all have 100% of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came into us. And we participate together in this, and we build together. So Kenny and Maureen used the terminology this. We shoulder together in the work. So you come alongside. Maybe you only have a desire, never done it. Well, you come alongside, and somebody who had the desire and did it walks with you so that you're not alone in it. And some of you that have done it still come alongside and walk with those that are doing it so you're not alone in it. So that there is a traveling together and a bringing along with us, everybody in the church. No child left behind and nobody else left behind. That's the heart that the Holy Spirit's been ministering into Jocelyn and I. We want to pass that on. I'm going to be short today. This is the vision for our church, is to know Jesus and to make him known. That is the primary vision, and that is always going to be the vision, and we'll never have to rewrite that or rethink it. It is actually the vision. Well, for the children's ministry, it is the same. That children would know Jesus at their level, and they would make him known with the special gifts and calling God has given them as children. So it's exactly the same, except children receive differently than adults. Some of you have gotten saved when you were a child, When you gave your life to the Lord when you were a child, the Holy Spirit ministered to you like a child. You understood. And children, if you remember being children, you'll remember that the adult world was a bit of a mystery to you. You would have stared at the adult world and didn't really know exactly what was going on. This is exactly the same as our children. They come into our adult environment, and parts of it are a mystery to them. But if you sit them down and you show them a claymation, and there is spiritual truth in that, they receive that because that's at their level. Same truth. If they enter the presence of God through worship with songs that they participate from their heart in, same. They enter the presence of God. Teaching them through stories, parables, skits, through puppets, that's their level. But all of the power of God and the truth of the gospel resides in those things. And they receive, they grow, and they become strong Christian people. So we need to minister to children at their level. So the 180 program is designed for that. There is ushering and greeters in the 180 program. There is welcoming newcomers in the 180 program. There is prayer in the 180 program. There is opportunity for children to bring a word in the middle of service in the 180 program, just like adults, but at their level. There's opportunity for children to be taught. There's opportunity for children to participate and to grow. That's the type of program it is. We just need to stay at their level so that they can receive. I like to call this age-appropriate, Christ-like activities. So that they're involved in good and godly activities that are age-appropriate. And it's awesome. Who would know that Play-Doh is spiritual? Or tempera paint? You know, who would know, right? Finger paint, spiritual. Puppets, spiritual. Who would ever guess? Well, it's the same as us. As adults, we're motivated by certain songs, not only the words. The music over the years, since I became a Christian 30-some-odd years ago, 33 years ago, has changed. The message is the same that's coming through our songs. But the music style has changed. Why? Because we're adults. And we like that kind of style. I've changed. I like that kind of style. We will go back to country one day. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But I like country. So the children too receive in that way. These are some of the things that they participate in. They participate in giving. So they give in that 180 program. They don't just bring their toonie their dad slipped in their pocket. No, they are taught on the principles of giving, the blessing that it brings, both to the where they give and upon themselves, because we get blessed as we give. They participate in sharing encouragements, and they participate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Children can be active in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the other things that I mentioned before, like greeting and prayer and singing, active worship, all of those things. And as I shared at the beginning, the 180 program allows the ministry gifts of God's people, who not only facilitate all the above that we talked about, all the above activities, but also use their God-given gifts and call to deliver gifted storytelling, gifted dance, gifted drama, gifted worship, gifted teaching, presentations of object lessons, art and crafts, and others. And that starts with a desire. God is active in your life. If anything that you've seen, if anything in that claymation touched your heart, if anything that you're hearing now is touching your heart, if you've had desires in the past to minister, and if God has put something in you to give, and we will be surprised at what comes out of us, and we will bless a whole generation, and they will bless another generation down the road. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share this message with others, but please do not alter or change it in any way without express written consent from the Rock Christian Community.